What's up, man? All right, guys. Today's video is titled, I face masked in Cancun. So, if you guys remember, I told you a couple of days ago, Cancun is only good for the hotel zone and medical tourism. So, what I did is that I got a shitload of buttocks and fillers about 4 days ago. Now, I got buttocks and fillers around here. If you guys remember when I went out like this, this was really bad. If you look in my past videos, guys, like from a week ago, or better yet, look at my videos from back when I was in America, okay? My eyes down here, they would be like, this would be hollow. This here was really bad. If you guys remember how this was, it was really bad. And my lips were like super crooked, if you guys remember right. So what happened is that when I went to get my buttocks and my fillers, what happened is that apparently, guys, and this is something that you guys need to understand, we all have one side of our face that is stronger than the other, that is more dominant than the other side of the face. So you usually have one dominant side that's a little bit stronger than the other side. This is why the vast majority of people out there do not have facial symmetry. Let me say that one more time. The reason why the vast majority of people out there, they do not have facial symmetry is due to the fact that it's natural for us to have one side of our face more dominant than the other. Now, in my particular case, Amer Mitwali, one side was hella more dominant than the other side. In America, I actually wanted to do the buttocks and the fillers in America, but that would have cost close to like $3,000. And the doctor back in America, he told me, Amer, in all likelihood, you probably had a case of Bell's palsy that never went away. For those of you who don't know, Bell's palsy is similar to what happened to Justin Bieber, where one side of his face like gets deformed. You know, usually, I'm not a doctor, so don't quote me on how this stuff works. I'm just telling you what the doctors told me. Usually, Bell's palsy is because of a virus. It causes a nerve or a muscle to become very, very overactive, and that's what causes one side of the face to appear deformed. So apparently that's what I may have had, according to the doctor in America. And according to the doctor in Cancun who did the injections for me, he said one side of your face is way stronger than the other side of your face. So there was a couple of days of swelling. The whole operation, guys, took about 10 minutes, you know. I mean, I had multiple needles going into me, man. After I walked out of that clinic, it was as if Mike Tyson beat the shit out of me. If you guys remember, there's a video I did while I was laying in a hammock. That was a couple of days ago. That was like the day after. Actually, I think that was either the day after or the same day I got the buttocks. And if you take notice, my face was super swollen when I was doing a video from the hammock. And that's because, like the doctors told me, you know, the first day it's gonna look okay, then the next 2 to 3 days you're gonna get swollen, and then starting from day number 4 or 5, that's when you're gonna start seeing pretty much, you know, the full results of the buttocks and the fillers. So I got fillers here, 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 and here. I got buttocks on the lip. See, the problem with my lip, guys, is that I had one side of my lip a hella stronger than the other side of my lip. So if you guys remember, if I ever went like this, my lips would pretty much, one side would be higher than the other. That was due to, again, Bell's palsy not going away like it should have, and that caused, you know, somewhat of a deformity when I do something that causes the muscles to flex. So in the past, guys, when I go like this, my entire face would pretty much look like that doesn't look normal. So the solution for me, Amar Mitwali, by the doctors is Botox and fillers. And maybe later on some facial reconstructive surgery. So the good news about that is that unlike Coach Bitchpill, I was not born inherently ugly. The bad news about that is that, you know, the stuff I'm using is temporary. Like Botox, for example, only lasts 3 to 4 months. The fillers, they last up to 2 years. So this is something that I would have to be doing pretty much for the rest of my life unless, you know, science finds, you know, something more permanent, you know. Maybe if I have the money, I do the facial reconstructive surgery. Maybe that will be a something more permanent. But for now, guys, you know, I think my face went from like a 3 to like a 5 now. You know, if I lose some weight, you know, the grays, you know, I shave every day. I mean, let's be honest, man. You can't hold the gray against somebody, you know. It's not like that big of a deal. But yeah, if I lose like a good 15 pounds of fat, I think the face would slim down and look much better. My eyebrows, if you guys remember, I had one eyebrow higher than the other one, so my eyes were taken care of, okay, from here to here, okay. If I go like this, see, you know, what you may call it, crow's feet, that went away. This here in the middle went away. You know, the forehead stuff here kind of went away. So overall, guys, I'm actually happy with the results. It only cost me $1,200 for all this. In America, this would have cost me close to $3,000. So this is why I tell you guys, you know, if you guys want any medical work done, especially dentistry or cosmetic, hop on a plane, go to Cancun. You know, I actually got fillers on my teeth for $70. In America, how much would filling be in America if you don't have insurance? You know, $700? We don't know. So if you guys want to get the information to the doctors I went to here in Cancun for the dentist or for the buttocks and fillers, in fact, the office, the clinic for the dentist and the clinic for the filler people was actually in the same plaza. The dentist was downstairs and the filler buttocks people clinic were upstairs. So what I did was I ran in, I did my teeth, then I ran upstairs and I did my face. Again, the whole operation, if you want to call it that, took maybe 15 minutes. Yeah, that's 1-5. From the time I sat on the chair until the time they said, have a good day, 15 minutes. And still, guys, they told me to come in for a follow-up. And, you know, right now, I'm not in Cancun. I'll probably be going back to Cancun in a month before I go back to Florida. So when I go back to Cancun, guys, in all likelihood, you know, I'm going to go into the office. And they said they might need to do some touch-up, especially here, because they told me that this area, man, the crease, the fold was so significant that they might actually have to add a little bit more injection to it. So yeah, man, take a look at my face, guys. Not bad. I don't think it's bad. You guys let me know in the comment section what you think. And again, if you guys want the info to where I got my teeth done, where I got all this buttocks and fillers done in Cancun, you just let me know in a private message on MGTOW TV and I'll give you that information. I'm not going to charge anybody for giving you that information. I don't charge for anything really. So yeah, guys, I face maxed in Cancun. I like the results. And I think it might get a little bit better, God willing, because they told me it takes about a week to 10 days to start seeing the full results. But yeah, man, look at my videos back in America versus my videos today. All right, guys, nice talking to you, and I'm going to see you in the next one. Take care. Peace.